everybody. We're continuing the Pearls of Wisdom, different section of Zohar. And today, I choose the concept that come from Akdama of Sefer HaZohar, the introduction to the Zohar. So I'm in verse 174. And the Zohar write, "Patach Rabbi Shimon ve'amar, open Rabbi Shimon and say, Mi she'sameach b'moadim, whoever is happy when the holiday is coming, ve'eno noten chelko l'kadosh baruch hu, doesn't give from his portion or her portion to God," which we need to understand what does that mean, "oto ra'ain, the one who has evil eye," we call him, the Zohar say, Asatan, Satan, or the persecutor, "sone oto, umastin alav," then Satan hate him, and then speak bad about him. It's kind of funny, they'd say the Satan is hate him, and then he speak bad about him. So from here we can learn that maybe Satan loves some people. "Umaviro min ha'olam," and then he making sure to remove that individual from this world where we are. "V'kama tzarot al tzarot mesavev lo," and so many other problems he had into his life. Of course, this is need explanation, and there is nobody who is better than Rav Ashlag to give us this explanation. Biur advarim, explanation. "Yesh baklipot dachar v'nukba," in the klipot, in the dark side, there is male and female. There is the male aspect of the dark side and the female aspect of the dark side. Now, just to remind you, and I hope you can remember that, we're going to call the dark side in this frame klipot, shells. That's how the Zohar referred to it, and how Rav Ashlag referred to it. So the male aspect of the klipot, the male aspect of the dark side, azachar, eno kol kach ra. The male aspect of the negativity, not so bad. Like the female. Vehu eno machshil bnei adam leshaker bishma dekudsha barichu. The male is not forcing people to lie in the name of God. From here we learn that the female do so. The male aspect of the klipa, then what is job if it doesn't make us to do negativity? In fact, I mean, the whole idea of the negative force is to seem like force us to do negative thing. Say Rav Ashlag, and in the name of the Zohar, "Ela adraba me'orero la'asot mitzvot." The opposite, the male aspect of the dark side is awakening the individual to do mitzvot, to do good things, things that seem spiritual, things that seem connection to God. So what's wrong with that? We'll continue and say, "Ela shelo betahara al menat lashpi ad nachat ruach leyotzo." The male aspect of the dark side, making sure that we are doing spiritual thing, which means if you have an awakening to do something spiritual, most probably it's come from the dark side. That means we need the dark side to wake us up to do positive thing. But what's the purpose of the dark side? He wants us to do it with the pleasure to receive for ourselves. It's called Iruv Anaat Atzmo. It's a mix. We're doing something spiritual, but it's a mix with what can I benefit from it. Sheze sod al telachem et lechem ra'ayim. Echol ushte omar lech velibo bali imo. As the Mishle said, the book of Mishle by King Solomon. The whole idea that a person is doing spiritual things in those days, in those times, is only to making sure that he benefit from himself, or he become famous, or he have ego because of that. So the dark side is really forcing the individual to do positive thing, to do mitzvot, to go study, but for the sake of the ego, for the sake of receiving something. That's why the mitzvah that the person is doing, the good deed that the person is doing, the generosity that the person is acting, the spiritual meditation the person is doing, according to that negative forces, basically advising you to be spiritual at that day, become bli tam, become without taste, without value, bli ahava, without love, bli ira, without an awe and a respect to the Creator. The einu belo lev, it become with no heart. אמנם כיוון שכבר משך את האדם לרשתו, and when the male aspect of the dark side of the klipa pulled the individual into his net, net referring that we are like fish in the ocean, and the dark side is seducing us to do good thing, but capturing us into his net, יש לו כוח אחרי זה להזדווג עם הנוקבה שלו לתאומה רבה. Then the next thing that a human being is doing, is connecting now to the female aspect of the klipot, which we told you before what the female aspect of the klipot is doing, what the female aspect of the negativity is doing. The female aspect of the negativity is making sure that we're going to go to the lowest level of spirituality in our life. She klipa ra'a v'mara, because the female is klipa, is a shell of evil and bitterness and fake the name of God. And then the female like taking the soul of the person and kill him. Shocking. What do we need to do? So now Rav Ashlag will taking us into a different understanding. כי אחר שיכשלו במצוות שמחת יום טוב שלא יהיה להשפיע נחת רוח ליוצרו, כי זה נראה מתוך שאוכל לבדו ואינו מענה לעניים, הנה אחר כך מזדווג גם בנוקבה שלו ונוטל נשמתו. ממש תגיב a great example. Based on what רבי שמעון בר יוחאי is saying. A person have a mitzvah to do holidays. ראש השנה, יום כיפור, סוכות, פסח, חנוכה, פורים, Shavuot, Shabbatot. So there is holidays. Now it says, V'samachta b'chagecha, it says you're supposed to be happy in your holiday. So, when you're about to prepare for your holiday, the dark side is awakening you to do more for the holiday. But what's your drive? Say Rav Ashlag. Is your drive, you are so happy that the holiday is coming, so you can receive all this pleasure for the sake of sharing with the Creator? Or you want just, you love the food of the holiday, you love the Sukkot, you love whatever you love Passover. But the main thing is, do you give to the poor? Now, of course, is it literally mean poor, or there is a meaning to it? Because a person can do holidays and perfect holidays and everything is amazing, but in the end of the day, there is no giving in the behavior. And because there is no giving in the behavior, a disaster will take a place. So we need to understand it. Why is it exactly like that? Why is this universe operate this way? הנה כדי להבין מאמר זה, to understand that, say Rav Ashlag, we need to go back, but you know what, before that, just before that, to add one more thing. The Zohar said, what does that mean to connect to, the, to God? It means to make the poor people happy as much as he can. Because in those days, they're called Mo'adim, God is coming to see the broken vessels, and he come in, and he see that he has nothing to be happy with. And then God cried. That's what it say. Ve'olem lemala v'achiv ha'olam, and he go up there in heaven to destroy the world. Of course, this is codes that we need to understand. So to understand the code, Rav Ashlag now bring an explanation. So Chazal, the sages, are teaching us when the creation of the world took a place, שבעת בריאת העולם, כשאמר למלאכים נעשה אדם בצלמנו, when God went to the angel and say, let's make a human like us. Those of you who know the section in Bereshit, it say, נעשה אדם in Genesis. Let's make a human. So let's make, who is God talking to? He's talking to the angel. So it was four angels that were around at that moment. One of them named Chesed. Chesed also means mercy. Ine Chesed amar yivare. Chesed, mercy said, of course, create human. Mipnei shehu gomel chasadim. Because human know how to give, human know how to be kind. Emet, the truth, say, do not create human. Because it's full of lies. Tzedek, justice, said, create him. Justice also means tzedek, the same word as tzedakah. Tzedakah means charity. So tzedek, justice, or charity. Tzedek said, create him. Justice say, create him. Because he always do tzedakot. Because human love to give charity. Shalom, peace. Amar alivare, peace said, do not create human. Because he's always fighting. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did God did? Natal la'emet v'shlicho la'aretz. He took the truth and threw it to the ground. Of course, there is meaning to it. And here, Rav Ashlag said, that a person needs to study Torah all the time and do mitzvot all the time. Again, mitzvot is precept, but those of you who don't want to do all the mitzvot, mitzvot is good doing and spiritual good behavior without going into the details. Why is it important to do the mitzvot and the Torah, even not with the right consciousness? Because if a person, it say in the Gemara, the Talmud, in Psachim, even if a person doing it for the wrong reason, just by doing it, the rewarding of doing it by itself will get him to a place that he will do it in the right consciousness. Ki adam mitoch shifluto, because the human where he come from, so low, he cannot do it right away. What does that mean to do it in the right way? Do it in the right way. It's called Lashpia Nachat Ruach Le Yotzro. Lashpia means to influence. Nachat, goodness of spirit, to the one that was creating it, the one that created him. What does that mean? It means that the person study, that study create a vehicle, container, where the blessing of the Creator can come. Because what give pleasure to the Creator? To give you everything. Everything you want can be given to you. But there is no room where to put it. So when a person study or doing all the spiritual things the right way, now there is container where to put the brachot, where to put the blessing. That's mean to study with the right consciousness. That's mean to do the mitzvot with the right consciousness. But we know as human, if we be honest with ourselves, we cannot even move one inch without the benefit ourselves. Everything is about us. Even those of you who listen now said, well, I don't do nothing for me. I do it only for others. To know that you do it for others is to do it for you. Because now you have ego that you do it better than others. So in the beginning, we have to start somewhere. And somewhere has to start to do it in the wrong way until we're getting into the right way. So the truth that went against creating human, that say it's all lies, what does it mean by that the human is all lies? Meaning, how can you create a human being like that when he studied Torah and doing the mitzvot and doing the precept and doing the good thing? Everything is sheker gamur. Everything is a complete lie. Da'ainu shelo lishma. So the emet, that aspect of truth that exists in the world, disagree with creating human. Because he said to God, hey, listen, you know the future. You know that human being, even if they study to benefit themselves. Even if they pray to get something for themselves. Everything is about them all the time. So that's that they get close to spirituality. It doesn't make them better. They're actually using now spirituality to get what they want. So nothing really changed. So why do you create human? Chesed, mercy said, he should create human because he knows how to do goodness to one another. Ki mitzvat gmilut chasadim sho'oseh, shu bechach ma'aseh mevoret la'ashpia, ne'adam nimtza ve'nteken le'at le'at ad shokha la'asom kol ha'mitzvot al menat la'ashpia. Chesed said, listen, maybe in the beginning the human being is lying and not study in the right way. He doesn't do the mitzvot in the right way. But because he has kindness in him and he loves to do kindness, through the kindness that the person is doing, through the sharing, through the influence on others to do wonderful things for others, then automatically he starts acting in the right way. And then when he studied the Torah and doing the mitzvot, then through that, everything starts to transform. Through that, everything starts to get better. That's why Chesed said, we got to give a chance to human because we know that the human is going to make it. Because if he is doing it all for the wrong reason, but in the end of every day he gives charity, he helps people, he's kind to a lot of people, then what happens automatically, he will change from lo lishma, lishma. Change from the place that he's doing it for selfish reason to do it for the right reason. Why? Because when you give, automatically, when you start giving, then part of your identity starts to change, then it becomes for the sake of sharing. It becomes for the sake of giving. So you start changing. So the gift of giving, we learned something incredible from here. The gift of giving, that's that you are capable to give, and that's that you want to give, change you, transform you to become a better person. So it's very, very important to understand what happened. You know, the transformation of the individual is happening through giving. But if you think that the giving is because you want people to appreciate you and look up to you, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. You should be careful for that. You don't want to miss the point. You want to give. You want to see how you give. And when you give, you're going to connect to the power of the Creator, which is all sharing. And through that, when you study the Torah and doing the mitzvot, it will be for the right reason. That's why Chesed, mercy, say you should create human. And that's why Chesed say you must create him because eventually he will get to his purpose. Even if he started in the wrong way, when a person is busy with sharing, he will find his right journey. Then Shalom. Shalom means peace. Kitreg said, you shouldn't create human because it's only fighting. When a person cannot study for the right reason, he has to fight. Why are people fighting? What's the purpose of the fighting? Where's the fighting come from? I want to get, and you want to get, and we start fighting. We want to get the same thing. So when we start fighting with each other, why are we fighting? We're fighting to grab from each other whatever we want. But the idea here is to get into a place in our life that it's not about what I'm going to get. But Shalom said, hey God, listen. If the human being doesn't know how to use your Torah and your mitzvot, the precept of doing that you gave human beings, 613 mitzvot, and the study of the Torah, they're not using it as a tool to change, then what happened? They will have to fight for the rest of their life. Many people study. Many people do mitzvot. Many people acting spiritually. But are they working on themselves spiritually for the sake of changing themselves? Or they're working on themselves spiritually because they think this is the goal? Kinitbeno shu tzadik gamur. Person starts study. He thinks it's a tzadik. He's righteous. What does that mean? It means that he thinks, I only study to give pleasure to the Creator to give me. And he is not aware, and no margish kol bechesronotav, he doesn't see what is missing. Dainu sheino margish kol esko betorah mitzvot hu shelo lishma. The tzaddik, like that, illusionary righteous, not being aware that whatever he study, whatever he's doing spiritually, is only for one reason, selfish reason. And because of that, he thinks he's already there. So he starts to get angry, he starts fighting, and then he starts fighting with God, God forbid. And he feels that God is not giving him the good that God wants to give him. Because if I'm righteous, hey, where is all the nourishment that I'm supposed to get? And because of that, he's jumping from one side to another. Sometimes he's in peace with God, and sometimes he's fighting with God, God forbid. And that's why the peace attribute said, you shouldn't create human. Tzedek, justice or charity, say you should create human because he gives charity. Because when you see a poor person and you want to give him food or clothes or money, it seems that slowly he's getting closer to the aspect of giving, and through that the person try to start to study in the right direction. The right direction of study called Lishma. Lishma. L-I Shma would be maybe S-H-M-A. Lishma. Lishma, translation in English, for its own sake. Meaning, you study so you can be a vehicle to receive all the blessing of the Creator. Not because you want it, because you want to give pleasure to the Creator to give it. So when a person do charity, a person give money, is doing charity, what's the purpose of doing charity? All of that reason of doing charity is to get into a place that I become like the Creator, that everything about me is giving. And that's for that reason, that person will always have peace with the Creator. And that's why you should be created, say to God, the attribute of peace. So after God heard four of them, God agreed with mercy and justice, and he threw the truth to the ground. What does that mean? He gets rid of the truth and throw it to the ground. That God was allowing us to do the mitzvot and the spiritual work and the Torah in the beginning for the wrong reason, with selfish, mixed with selfish attitude. even if it's a lie. Because God was thinking that righteous or tzedakah or tzedek and mercy are right. Because there is process in our universe that the person is going to do good things to other and give charity to other, to the poor people, eventually will find the truth. So he said to the truth, yes, maybe he's a liar. But he's a liar because he didn't yet act on the tools that exist in this universe. To get to a place that he can worship the Creator only for the sake of receiving everything, for the sake of giving a pleasure to the Creator to give. And if a person do that, as ta'aleh ha'emet min ha'aretz, then the truth will go up from the land. Now, Rav Ashla getting deeper now. And this is the secret of shvirat ha'kelim. This is the secret of breakings of the vessels that happened before the creation of the world. When the broken of the vessel broke, of the holy vessel broke, nifilatam lebriya yetzira asiya de peruda, and they fell into briya, to the creation, formation and action of peruda, of separation, which is the dark side. Naflu imayim nitzosim nekdusha laklipot. Sparks of holiness fell into the dark side. שמהם באו ענייני תענוגות ואהבות מכל המינים. Through that, those sparks are what causing us to have all type of pleasure and all type of love from different weird area. לרשותם של הקליפות שהם מעבירים אותם לקבלת האדם לענתו. Why does a person feel pleasure when he's doing the wrong thing? He should feel suffering. Because קליפות, it's all dark, it's all negativity. How can that be? That the person feels pleasure when he's committing a crime. Person is going to have sexual relationship in the wrong way. Wrong food for his soul. Or different things that he behaves, it tests like pleasure. It doesn't test bad. It tests good. Why? Because those spark of light that fell into the klipa, now, the spark of light is what you feel when you want to enjoy something wrong. So when you're about to enjoy something wrong, it's not because what you do is right. The wrong thing that you're doing that gives you a pleasure is because you feel the spark of the holiness fell into the dark side. That's what gives you the pleasure. שהם מעבירים אותם לקבלת האדם לענתו, והם קוראים בזה לכל מיני עבירות, כמו גנבה, גזלה ורציחה. That's why people steal. That's why people rob people. That's why people kill people. The killer feels some pleasure. The thief feels some pleasure. It's not just the money he receives. There is something that he's getting from that. Why is God said in the Ten Commandments, don't kill, don't steal, don't cheat? Because God is trying to tell you that the pleasure that you have from stealing is only because part of the holiness exists in the dark side. So you're going to the dark side to steal that spark, but you've been falling more to the temptation than to take the spark out of there. אמנם יחד עם זה נתן לנו תורה ומצוות, אשר אפילו מתחיל לעסוק בהם מתוך שלא לשמה, לא לעצמו לבנות אהבותו ושפלות. That's why God gave us the Torah. What is the Torah? Even if a person studied the Torah not in the right way, which means many people study the Torah as more intellectual way, meaning they say, wow, what a smart Torah, what an amazing Torah, what an amazing book, and they fulfill their all lower type of desire or dirty part of desire by study spirituality like the Torah. כפי כוחות שבירת הכלים מן הסופו יבוא על דם לשמה ויזכר למטרת הבריאה. קבל כל הנועה וטוב שמחשבת בריאה וכדי להשפיע על לא נחת רוח כנל. But what's special about the Torah? The different separating from stealing or killing, that when you study Torah, even if you're doing it for the wrong reason in the beginning, meaning many people, you know, you're holding Zohar, some of you are listening to my lecture now, there is excitement about it. That excitement is ego. That excitement is what can I get from it? That excitement is all about me. And the idea is to get into a place, to get into a place that we understand that by studying the Torah, the pleasure that we have from the Torah is coming from the spark of light that fell into the dark side. We don't want just to enjoy the Torah like that. We want to study the Torah for the right reason, which is what? Which I'm creating a place for all the wonderful thing that the Creator want to give the entire world, not just to me. The Torah is a unique way to transform my desire for only for me, only for oneself alone, to a desire that I desire now to give pleasure to the Creator to give. How is this connect now to what we study about the poor people and the holiday? So Rav Ashlag is now coming back to it. Beyamim tovim, good days, meaning holidays, when a person is doing the mitzvah of the yamim tovim, of the holiday, from all the goodness that the Creator is giving him, because what is a holiday? It's a time that God wants to give you everything. So at that time, God is going to visit the broken vessels. What is the broken vessel? Remember, spiritually the broken vessel is the vessel that broke, the holy vessel that broke and fell to the klipot. And our job is to elevate those sparks by studying Torah and by doing the mitzvot. And we explain, that's why we have all kind of weird pleasure from things. It's calm, because there is spark of light that fell to the dark side. Now, where are those broken vessels in our physical universe? So God's going to check the broken vessel. And the only reason the broken vessels are there is to help a human being to transform from being just selfish for myself and to get into a place that I'm doing it for others. And he went to check how many of the people finished their job to get Lishma. And he see that nothing happened. And there is nothing to be happy about. And he starts crying. כי רואה שלא נברא עוד מהם כלום, ואז שלא הביאו את אדם כלל לידי לשמה. And he sees that those broken vessels didn't make the person change, didn't make the person become better. אלא שעוסק בזכרו הטוב רק לעצמו לבדו. He sees that the pleasure of the holidays that God is giving the person, you know, there is wonderful atmosphere in Passover, there is a Seder, there is a wonderful feeling. But are we busy with ourselves, what we can get, or are we sharing there? Remember, two attributes agree to create us. Tzedek, come from tzedakah, sharing, charity. Second was chesed, mercy, because we're merciful. So if we don't show mercy and we don't show charity, we don't show giving, what are we doing here? Because shalom, peace, didn't agree with our creation. They didn't want us to come here and met the truth. Say, I don't want to create those people. Shalom, peace. Say, I don't want to. So now we have to use the Torah, the mitzvot, the different aspects that we have to change it, to transform. Then God cried. What does that mean, cry? He feels sorry that he broke those vessels. כי לא שיבר אותם ולא השליך אמת ארצה, אלא לטובת האדם שיכול להתחיל לעבוד שלא לשמה. The only reason God broke the vessels and God get rid of the truth and put it to the ground, so the human being will elevate the truth. How to elevate the truth? By working on ourselves. By saying, I'm studying, I'm doing the mitzvot, so I can do it for the right reason. I'm doing it not for a selfish reason. Everything that I'm doing. You know, you see many people that becoming closer to God, whatever religion they choose, they missing the point. They missing the point. You know, people can go to the Vatican on Wednesday to pray with the Pope, missing the point. Why are you going there? It's some kind of event. Some people go to Mecca, missing the point. They come as a Hajj. Jewish people go to Jerusalem, missing the point. What's the missing of the point? That I'm going there to become better sharer. I'm going there so I can receive the blessing from God because I don't want it. So the only reason I'm doing it is to get to a place I don't want nothing for me. But it doesn't motivate people to get better this way. The opposite. Closer they become to religion or spirituality, whatever you want to name it, worse they become. So God starts to say, what have I done? ואחר כך יבוא לשמה, כשהוא רואה שאדם עוד לא זז משהו בתאוותו עצמו, God look at the person, and he say, did this person change? Did this person remove himself from that lust and pleasure for himself? And he see nothing happen. אם כן שיבר אותה בחינם, that's when he broke those vessels for no reason. הוא בוכה עליו and cry. And at that moment, כביכול, it seemed like God want to remove all the nourishment coming to the world. Why? Because if a person doesn't work on himself to change and to transform, like you study now Zohar with me, what are you thinking? You need to think not just to understand me. You need to think that we study it together for the sake that we change. That's the reason of the study. It cannot be the reason of the study to understand now. Wow. Intellectually, Eliyahu explained very well about the four things. So what? What's the purpose of it? We have a spiritual purpose in this life. We have a purpose to change, to transform. כי בעת שאין לו הלא לשמה, ראוי להביא אדם לשמה. נמצא שהשפע עצמו הוא לרע לו, כי הוא נדבע על ידו יותר תוך הקליפת הקבלה. When a person receives more good thing when he's in the wrong place, it's killing him even more. You don't want to wish for yourself to receive things when you're in the wrong place. Because if you receive things when you're in the wrong place, you are killing yourself. What is a wrong place? When a place where I'm thinking only about me. It's the worst. I'm not talking about bread of shame, those of you who think that's what I'm talking about. Or Nahima Daksifa. No. No. I'm talking about lo lishma velishma. You're doing things not for the right reason. You study not for the right reason. You're doing mitzvot not for the right reason. You're doing spiritual things not for the right reason. Everything is about me. I accomplished this. I achieved this. I did this. It's all about me. There's nothing there about others. Nothing there about others. Nothing there about I'm trying to complete the creation of God, which is I want to receive so I can give pleasure to the Creator to give. So what happened? Holiday is coming. Rosh Hashanah is coming. Ah, I'm so happy. I got everything ready to go. I got the apple, I got the honey, I got the prayer book, I got everything. I got the synagogue I registered to. Ah, this is all lo lishma. I don't do it for the right reason. So then, I'm asking then on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah to receive even more in the prayer. Please give me that. Please give me that. Please give me that. And what happened? Let's say I receive it. It becomes even worse now. because I don't have where to put it. Because whatever I receive is not the pleasure that God want to give you. It's actually you sucking it from the dark side. So when God wanted to destroy the world and stop the person from receiving, it's not because it's a punishment. It's the best thing for the person at that moment, not to receive the luxury of life. At that moment, everybody come in front of God and say, Ribon HaOlam, Master of the World, Rachum V'chanun Ata Nikra. Everybody call you merciful. Please have mercy on your children. Amar Lahem, God answer. I did everything with mercy. I built this universe with mercy. But those people, not even nice to poor people. So it's dangerous for them if I will give more. Because then they totally will go to the dark side. Then the angel said, Master of the world, this individual that eat and drink for himself, and he could do good to the poor, didn't. Right away, the dark side, the Satan, whatever you call the Satan, the negative angel. And again, the negative angel do his job. That's it. Come and get permission to remove this person. Then the soul of above start to pray for the people below and begging God not to stop the mercy and the goodness on his children. And they say, well, they still do the mitzvot, they still do the precept with faith, with belief. And that's why they need mercy from you, God. Then God answered, but I only build this universe based on chesed. Chesed means mercy. And this universe is only ordered by chesed, by mercy, by giving. And they cannot receive anything if they not take care of people who don't have. And if you look back to what I signed the contract to create human, was only based on the chesed, on kindness, on mercy. Shaledeh chesed, shaledeh asiyat chesed, ish leroit kaim alma, ve'avol ida lishma. Said the deal was very simple. If they kind to one another, then the universe can be exist. If they're not kind to one another, the universe cannot be exist. Ba'atah she'adam osim chesed, now when they are not doing chesed, they're not doing mercy, there is no purpose for this universe. I think it's clear. It's very powerful. Then the angel came. That was the righteous people. Now the angel. Say, this person that eat and satisfied and he could do good with poor people and he doesn't give nothing to the poor, then they start to look at the bad thing of creating human. Which are the angels that came? It was the angel of mercy and the angel of tzedakah, the angel of charity. Wow, even they found what's wrong. Whoever agreed to the creation, now disagree with the creation. Because they say, the only reason we agree, we would hope that those people give charity and do kindness to one another. And through that, they reach the purpose of creation, which is doing it for the sake of sharing. And now they don't doing it. So they cannot get there. So now they're even sorry that they agreed to create human. What do we do with all of it? The idea of life, life purpose. The Creator wants to give everything, absolutely everything. We need to fix the receiving ability so we can receive whatever the Creator wants to give us. There is nothing that gives more pleasure to the Creator than the ability to give us everything that He wants to give us. But we need to fix ourselves. We cannot all day long be busy with what I'm going to get. So the person study Torah, spirituality, whatever the person study, a lot of time the person fall into, what is it for me? I mean, I want to get something out of it. I want to get intellectual knowledge. I want to be smarter. We cannot drive our life like that. And that's why there is poor people. There is people who need. That's why we need to give charity. We need to be kind to one another. But don't look at the charity or the kindness to one another as the goal. It's a tool to make me get to a better place so I can receive everything for the sake of sharing. What's the purpose of study? Same thing. When I study, before the study, I say, Master of the world, please, through this study, change me. Make me a better person. Make me more sharing. Then the angel of mercy and the angel of charity, we are awakening those two angels to agree with our creation. And then even the angel of truth that call us liars because we don't study for the right reason, we're changing that too and we elevate it. Then the angel of peace agree with us. And then we have four angels on our side. You should be very good. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you.